From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces have advanced inside the city of Aleppo after launching attacks on rebel-held areas. Government forces are pressing to recapture the city's eastern neighborhoods. The seventh straight day of airstrikes by government warplanes has left residents with almost no access to medical treatment. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien said Monday more than a million Syrians are living under siege by government and Russian forces.
Mr. President, attacks on civilian infrastructure, most notably hospitals and schools, have become so commonplace it takes your breath away. Such attacks are violations of international humanitarian law. Some have been called out as war crimes by the Secretary General, including again yesterday. And the High Commissioner for Human Rights has indicated that some may even amount to crimes against humanity.
Stephen O'Brien spoke at the UN in New York. Both Syria and Russian government officials are denying targeting medical facilities. An earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan Tuesday. Authorities issued a tsunami warning and advised coastal residents to find higher ground. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck 10 kilometers underground. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. The prosecution says it has evidence implicating Ms. Park as an accomplice in the alleged crimes. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital. The suicide bombing at the Bakir ul Olam Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. This is VOA News. The death toll from a train derailment in India rose to 142 Monday morning after rescue workers completed a search for bodies trapped in the rubble. Rescue workers pulled more than 220 injured people from the wreckage of the derailed passenger train. The train was traveling Sunday between the cities of Indore and Patna in a rural district of Uttar Pradesh state. The cause of the crash is not yet known. A new report finds more people with HIV than ever before are receiving life-saving treatment. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The report says just over 1 million people died from AIDS-related causes last year, compared to twice that number a decade ago. UNAIDS says this is because of the large number of people with HIV, 18.2 million, who now have access to antiretroviral treatment. The agency also says the world is on track to reaching the target of 30 million people with treatment by 2020. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will soon make some key appointments to his new administration. Trump is met Monday with two more possible cabinet picks, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, possibly for Energy Secretary, and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, possibly for Interior Secretary. Trump also met with longtime political ally, former House of Representatives Speaker Newt Gingrich. Kellyanne N. Conway is one of Trump's top aides.
Not everyone who has been interviewing with him and giving him advice and sharing their experiences and their vision for America, not all of them will be in his cabinet or be in his federal government, but they all are incredibly important in offering their points of views, their experience, and certainly their vision for the country, and he very much appreciates that.
Kellyanne Conway. Police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannon during battles with protesters late Sunday. In the U.S. state of North Dakota, demonstrators have for months been trying to block the construction of an oil pipeline they say threatens water supplies and what they consider sacred tribal lands. Construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline is nearly complete. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's actions over the years have been defensive and proportionate, in line with international commitments. Addressing a NATO Parliamentary Assembly meeting in Istanbul Monday, Stoltenberg touched on relations with Russia, the recent coup attempt in Turkey, and presidential elections in the United States. Addressing the meeting, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his government needs the support of the world in fighting terrorism. He accused the European Union and the United States of being ambivalent concerning such groups. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.